welcome God this afternoon.
Yes!
Pastor Toki, be quiet.
Are you ready for the word of God this afternoon?
Yes!
I don't hear the unison. No. I only hear the, just a few. And the rest like, maybe you zipped it. I will not talk today when I go to Overflowing Church. I'll keep my mouth shut. Bible says, open wide your mouth and I'll fill it up. You want to open your mouth wide or you want to close your mouth? Oh, repeat after me. When I open my mouth.
When I open my mouth.
See, still people not open. I still only hear the very few. Hello?
Yeah.
I know you're tired from work. I know you're tired from work. I know. But when you come to church, you have to open your mouth and prophesy and call on His name. Amen?
Amen.
I lost my voice in the morning service. There was the power of the unction of the Spirit, and this, I just let it out. Okay. Please repeat after me. When I open my mouth, my heart will be open.
My heart will be open.
When I open my heart,
when I open my heart,
my spirit will be open.
My spirit will be open.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If I close my mouth,
if I close my mouth,
my heart will be closed.
My heart will be closed.
My spirit will be closed.
My spirit will be closed.
And there is no place for the word of God to be sown in my sown in me. Right?
There is no place for the word of God to be sown in my heart.
Right?
Amen.
Do you understand?
Amen.
Alright. Alright, today's message and next Sunday we're gonna talk about calling on the name of the Lord. And we the revelation wise, it has upgraded. Okay? The revelation on the calling of the name of the Lord has been upgraded. So don't think that I'm preaching the same message over and over again. No, it has been upgraded.
Amen.
So are you ready for the upgrade version of the calling on the name of the Lord?
Amen.
You ready?
Yes.
You excited?
Amen.
Okay. So I need 13 people. Okay, to preach with me this afternoon. 13 people. Come up, 13 people, and then one by one, when the scripture comes, for example, put the scriptures, can you? Okay, you one by one. Let's say you're number one, you all read together, you lead. Enosh, Genesis, Enos, Genesis 4:26. Begin, and everybody recite the scripture loudly, right? And focus on the word call. Okay, call on the name of the Lord, and then pay attention to what happened when they call on the name of the Lord. So we're going to do a recitation of the scriptures, about 13 to 15 scriptures, and then I'll come up and I'll preach. Do you understand?
Yeah.
There's a blessing when we recite the scriptures, actually. There's a blessing. You know, in the Israel history, Ezra, he was a prophet to come back to Israel to rebuild the temple, and he had a great revival just reading the Bible. Just reading the Torah, the Word of God, and the people of God listening, and they what? They were repenting. Day and night, the scriptures was reciting. So sometimes we don't need preaching, we just need scriptures to be recited. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because the word of God is living and active.
Amen.
And the sharper than double-edged sword. And it will penetrate into our heart. Amen?
Amen.
What we need is the word of God. Because the word became flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So I need 13 people. All right? 13 people. Come on. Who's going to help me today? 13 people. Line up here. Starting here. And you give the microphone there. 13 people, come on. 13. It's your privilege to be part of this preaching team. Okay. All right. So Three more? It's okay. Then you do. Yeah. You go and come back. Three more? No, three more is better. Really come. Really. And two more?
Yeah.
Joseph?
Yes, sir.
You come up. You start. You have a good voice. You start. Okay, give them in the middle. I'll give this microphone here.
I think this is all. We don't have much.
Okay, don't use a microphone. No. You can use your bare voice. Alright? Alright, ready? We're all gonna recite together. 이거 다 녹음하는 거예요? 설교 시작했죠? Okay. Ready? Okay, you start.
The origin of calling on his name. Enosh, Genesis 4:26.
Seth also has a son, and his name is Enosh. At that time, man began to call on the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Job 12:4. I am God, and I will talk to my friends. Though I call upon God, and he answered me, and hear his song. Through my righteousness and blameless.
Amen.
Abraham, Genesis 12:8.
From there he went down toward the hills, east of Bethel, and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west, and I on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord, and called on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Moses and Israelites.
No.
Isaac, Genesis 26:25.
Isaac built an altar there, and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent, and there he sat on the world.
Amen.
Moses and the Israelites, King James Version, Deuteronomy 4:7.
For one nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things, that we call upon him for.
Amen.
Samuel, chapter 12, verse 8.
Then Samuel called upon the Lord, and that same day the Lord sent thunder and rain. So all the people stood in awe of the Lord and of Samuel.
Amen.
David, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 4.
I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies.
Amen.
Psalm 14, 4.
Those who devour my people as men eat bread, and who do not call on the Lord.
Amen.
The psalmist, Asaph, Psalm 80, verse 18.
Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we call on your name.
Amen.
The psalmist, Heman, Psalms 88, verse 9.
My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, O Lord, every day I spread out my hands to you.
Amen.
Elijah, 1 Kings chapter
18:24. Then you call on the name of the Lord, and I will call on the name of the Lord, the God who answered by fire, he is God. Then all the people said, what you say is good.
Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4.
In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted.
Jeremiah, Lamentation
3:51.
I call on your name, O Lord,
from the depths of the pit.
Do Isaiah, somebody.
Isaiah 55.
Verse 6.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near.
Amen. Others.
Psalms chapter 99, verse 6.
Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them.
Amen.
Gentiles.
Jonah 1:6.
The captain went to him and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on the Lord. Maybe he will take notice of us, and we will not perish."
Amen.
2 Kings 5:11.
But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that you would surely come out of me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God. Wave his hand over this world and cure me of my leprosy."
Amen. All right, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. As we can see, so many prophets and the servant of God in the Old Testament and New Testament as well, they exercise calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If they exercise calling on the name of the Lord, how about you? We ought to exercise calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This calling on the name of the Lord is not something that we invented, Overflowing Church invented. No. This calling on the name of the Lord was there all the way back to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, verse 46. The Seth also had a son, and his name was Enosh. And at the time, men began to call on his name. So, the calling on the name of the Lord has been ordained by God for his people. Amen.
Amen.
In fact, the New Testament church calling on the name of the Lord was a sign that they are believers of Jesus Christ. Remember, Deacon Stephen, when he was about to die, he was stoned, right? The religious leaders are there, and the Saul was there before he became a Paul. The Saul was there, and then they were stoning Stephen, and then Stephen says, "Lord Jesus!" And says, "Do not pay their sins because they do not know what they're doing." So Stephen said, "Lord Jesus." As soon as he says, "Lord Jesus," Saul heard what Stephen said, "Lord Jesus." And then later on, when he was going toward Damascus to persecute Christians, those who call on the name of the Lord, there was a voice came from heaven, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he fell from the great light came upon him. He became a blind. And he fell from the horse, and he says, "Lord, who are you?" And he heard that word, "Lord Jesus," from Stephen. And when he heard that, the voice of God, he says, "Lord, who are you?" You see, Stephen, Saul realized that Christians are the one who call on the name of the Lord. So you want to identify yourself as a Christian? You want to identify yourself as a believer of Jesus Christ? Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
Come on. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
Saved from what? Saved from what? Save from everything. Save from everything. Amen?
Amen.
Save from eternal condemnation, eternal lake of fire. You have eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Save from your turmoil of your turmoil in your emotion, in your soul, your anxieties, your worries. Who's worrying about something? Raise your hand if you're worrying about something. You're worrying about something. Raise your hand. 50% you're worrying like this. 100% you're worrying like this. 10% you were saying like that. Raise your hand if you are worrying.
Not
Christian.
200%.
Why you name yourself Christian? he's you're worrying too much, huh? Why are you worrying too much, brother? Huh? That's why you didn't know hair again. You're worrying too much. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 says, "Do not worry about what?" Come on, Christian. Do not worry about what?
Anything.
Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
No, no, it's not the word anything. Who said anything? Who got confused me? Who confused me here? Bible says, do not worry about anything. Oh, yeah, it is right. Worry nothing. That's the word I'm trying to get. Worry nothing. Do you understand? Bible says, worry nothing. Amen?
Amen.
Pray everything. Everybody say, worry nothing.
Pray everything.
Okay. One more time. Worry.
Nothing.
Pray.
Everything.
Worry.
Nothing.
Pray.
Everything.
Amen.
Amen.
So you have a choice between prayer and worry. If you pray, worry will go away. If you worry, prayer will go away. So if you're worrying, that means you're not praying. If you're praying, that means you don't have a worry. So you lift up both of your hands, you're so worried, that means you're not praying. That's what you're saying. Lord, I am not praying. I am not praying. May God bless you that you begin to pray and the worry will go. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the worry will go, when you say, you say. When you say, Lord Jesus. When you say,
Lord Jesus.
Save me. 20% of worry went down. You have 80%. You have to get that 80% out of your mind, okay? Call the Lord Jesus with pure heart, okay? Ready? Okay.
Lord Jesus.
40% went away. Or still 60% is there. Bible says pure heart and clean lips, okay? One more time. With your heart, Lord Jesus. One more time.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, okay, 80% April. 20% will go away after sermon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, when you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved.
Amen.
You will be saved.
Amen.
You heard the testimony from Shadi, our brother Shadi from Egypt, right?
Yeah.
Huh? The only person who got Korean citizenship without marrying a Korean woman, he's the only one, huh? Anyway, he fought against the high, like a officer. He's the top officer of the law.
High court?
Yeah, Debobon, high court. High court and a high person. The highest person in the high court. Changwan, Nebobu Changwan. What do you say in English?
Justice.
Huh?
Chief Justice.
Chief Justice, yes. Chief Justice, Nebobu Changwan. He fought with him. Not so. Anyway, Shady, he's crazy too. God really bless him, huh? Yeah, it's a miracle. Remember he said, stop working. When you deny yourself, then God will begin to work. Amen?
Amen.
When you work, God stops. I say it again. When you work with your own deeds, with your own natural strength, God stops and he waits. But when you stop your work, God begins. Those things you should write it down. It's not from me, it's from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the testimony of Brother Shelly. So, brothers and sisters, all these people, okay, they call on the name of the Lord in the Bible. And how about us? What makes us different from the believers in the New Testament and Old Testament? We ought to call on the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I want to show you something today that I found in the Bible very interesting. We all know the day of Pentecost. Penta means five. So the day of 50, we call it Pentecost. The day when the Holy Spirit came upon, descended. That was the first time when the Holy Spirit descended upon. We call it Pentecost, the day of 50 days, right? Jesus Christ rose again, and then he appeared himself to the disciples 40 days. And after that, 10 days praying in the upper room. And on the day of 50, the Holy Spirit came upon them. We call it Pentecost. Hallelujah. So let's read some of the scriptures now. The purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Let's find out the purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This is something very interesting, which I didn't realize before. Now I'm realizing it. Okay, look at Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Read it together. to 2 to 4. Ready? Begin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This is economical descension of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Meaning that Holy Spirit came with a clear purpose. Clear purpose. Now, I'm not saying this is everything, but I am saying this is one of the view and one of the points. Okay? He says, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind. Sound like a violent wind? Okay, not bad. Who said no?
No.
Oh, you do it.
No.
Okay, so there's a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be a tongues of fire. Tongues of fire. The fire came, but it looks like a tongue. Okay, you can imagine, huh? I tried my best. I was not there. I was not there, so I tried my best, right? One more time. Scary? Yeah, it's just scary because tongues of fire. Violent wind. It's not soft wind. It's not soft wind. It's a violent wind. Okay. Tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. So tongues of fire. Right? And what happened? What happened? All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. Begin to speak in other tongues. Listen, listen. As the Spirit enabled them. As the Spirit enabled them. Now I believe the Spirit here is enabling the people of God to call on the name of the Lord in other language. So what is Lord Jesus in
Here Jesus.
Huh?
Here Jesus.
Okay, just 10 nations, please come 10 nations. We gotta demonstrate this now. I love to demonstrate. I don't wanna just talk about it. So, 10 nations, come on.
One of us?
Cameroon, come on. India, Nigeria, come on. Pakistan, come on. 10 nations, come on. You're what? Liberia? Nigeria? Philippines? We already have Nigeria. Philippines. Milan. Sally. Peru. Peru. Oh, shh. Okay. All right. Shh. How about you, Sally? Okay. Shh. Liberia? Another Liberia?
Oh, Liberia.
Oh, isn't that Liberia?
No.
No, you.
Nigeria.
Huh?
Nigeria.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, now just ready. Now you're gonna. I never done this before. Where are you from?
Biafra.
Huh?
Biafra.
Okay. You're welcome, Biafra. How about you? Oh. Tanzania. Hey. Tanzania. Pakistan? We have Pakistan? Okay. I never done this before now. So let's try and see what happened. Okay? Each person you call your nation. Your what?
Chukwokike, Biafra.
Biafra. Okay. You're gonna say Biafra and Chukwokuk. You're gonna call the name of the Lord. Lord Jesus, okay? Lord Jesus in your language, you understand? Ready?
Biafra, Lord Jesus, Chukwokike.
Liberia, Nangala!
Nangala!
Jisu! Jisu! Jesus from Jisu.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Yes, I told you. Jisu!
Lord, Lord! Master! Master.
Lord Jisu! I told you,
Pastor.
Jesus, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, okay.
In Pakistan, Lord Jesus, Yesu naam mein fatah. Yesu mein fatah.
Yesu fatah.
Yesu fatah.
In Netherlands, hear Jesus.
Hear Jesus.
In Arabic, Rabb al Masih.
Huh?
Rabb
al Masih. What country in Arabic? What country? What country?
Arabic.
Arabic. Not Arabic. Arabic is many.
Just Arabic.
Okay. One more time.
Rabb al Masih.
Rabb al Masih. Okay.
Philippines, Panginoong Jesus.
Huh?
Panginoong Jesus.
Panginoong Jesus. Okay.
No, but just the voice.
Loud voice.
Nigeria,
you need to
what?
Very important. Cameroon. Cameroon.
Actually, Cameroon has many languages.
Just speak a few languages.
In my own language, you say, Yesu Mafu.
Yesu Mafu. Mafu.
Hey, Jesus is mafia.
What do you mean? Lord is mafia.
Okay.
There's an argument here, so you try different language now. Different language.
Different
language. Okay. All right. Brundi. Brundi.
Yes.
Huh?
Mommy, yes.
Mommy, yes.
India. India.
Tanzania.
Yesu Christo.
Oh! Sounds very similar to Korea. One more time.
Yesu Christo.
Oh, Korea. Yesu, to Yesuni. Yesu Christo. Very similar.
Yesu Christo in Tanzania. Swahili language.
Your language.
Okay, now, listen. Okay, listen. Listen to Yesuni, Korea. Now listen. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3. Okay? You're gonna speak like a violent wind.
Huh?
Violent wind. Violent wind. You're gonna speak loud with energy. You understand? But you're gonna say, Lord Jesus, I praise you, I honor you, I worship you. In your language. You understand? Lord Jesus, I praise you, I worship you, I honor you. Just that worshiping words. You understand? All right. After that, you continue to call on Lord Jesus. Repeat Lord Jesus. Amen?
Wait a second.
It's okay. Nobody will understand. Don't worry. Just do it. Nobody will understand. Just do it.
I like that.
Nobody will understand. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going back to 2,000 years ago. And here's the Pentecost. The day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost. Now here comes the day of Pentecost. The filled the Holy Ghost, and they all began to speak in other tongue in their Lord Jesus. Ready? Ready? 1, 2, 3. You're gonna, everybody shout together. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Look, that was 9 o'clock in the morning, right? And then people who are hearing, they say, oh, they're all drunk. They're all drunk. They drank too much wine. They're all drunk. And then Peter comes along and he says, no, people, they are not drunk. It's 9 a.m. in the morning. They are speaking holy language, the language of the Spirit. So now they are speaking their own language, but their supernatural power came and they spoke, you speak Philippine. You speak Liberia. You speak Dutch. You speak Pakistan. Do you understand? That's what happened. Is it possible? It's possible. You say like, no. By the Holy Spirit power, it's possible. But they're all speaking the words of praising. They're all speaking the words of Lord Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So now you're going to do it more violently. Because people are saying you're drunk. So you're not going to say, Lord Jesus. No, that's not drunk. Lord Jesus. Do you understand? All right? You're going to do that one more time. And let's just imagine now. Okay, ready? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Our Pakistan brother is always an exclamation mark, always a period. He has to be the last person. All right, listen. Now we're all going to do it together. All right? We're all going to do it together. You're going to speak your own language. Amen? Amen. Well, you speak in tongue now. If you know how to speak in tongue, angelic language, that's fine. But we're going to do that 1 minute. It's not easy. We're going to do it, okay? 1 minute. We're all going to... You're recording, right? Somebody record now. This is going to be awesome. Okay? So everybody stand up. Stand up. And I'm going to count 1, 2, 3. And you're going to shout Lord Jesus in your language. Amen? You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I praise you. I worship you. I honor you. Amen? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
No. Are you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Fire.
Pentecost, 120 people. Now we have about 40 people here, but 120 people, all praying at one time like this. That's a violent wind. Wow. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you, what I'm trying to tell you today is, that day of Pentecost, that speaking of tongue, it's not something else. The purpose is not something for men. The purpose is not to upgrade my gift. It's not to, the gift is for my own glory, my own reputation, my own power. No, it's not about that. The gift of the Holy Ghost is not for me. The gift of the Holy Ghost is to build the church. Is to build the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As soon as you use the gift of the Holy Spirit for yourself, there's a danger. Okay? So there is a lot of debate going on with the speaking in tongue. Some people say, if you speak in tongue, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Some people say, if you're not, don't speak in tongue, you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, not baptized with the Holy Spirit, not even born again. Where is that in the Bible? You see, this gift of the speaking in tongue, I believe, has to do with calling on the name of the Lord. You see, we read it, throughout the Old Testament today, right? And Enos, Job, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, and Samuel, and David, right? And Psalmist, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and others, and Gentiles, they all call on the name of the Lord. So I believe the Holy Spirit descended upon the people of God on the day of Pentecost so that they begin to call on His name. Why? How do we know that? Because Acts chapter 2 started with this day of Pentecost, and then Acts chapter 2 verse 21. Look at this now. Acts chapter 2 verse 21, the same chapter, and the conclusion of that Acts chapter 2 is this, 21. Everybody read it together. Begin. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be
saved.
Hallelujah. God's desire is for people of God. God's desire is for the world to be saved. God's desire is for many people to be saved. And how can they be saved? They need to call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the thief on the cross, on the right cross? He says, Lord Jesus. And he got saved on that day. See, God desires the whole world to be saved. And how can they be saved? They need to know Jesus. They need to call on the name of the Lord. So the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon the people, so they began to call on the name of the Lord. Does this make sense? Hello? Does this make sense? Hallelujah. So what is the purpose of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? So that the believers can call upon His name. I believe this is what God is trying to tell us. Hallelujah. We're going to go through some scriptures more now. Okay? It is God's commandments. Psalm 50:15. Read it together. Begin. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. And you will? Amen. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you. Hallelujah. We need to call on His name. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29 verse 12, begin. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me. And I will? If you call Lord Jesus, God will listen to you. God will listen to you. Amen. Because that's His name. And His name, the glory of His name, He will not share with anybody else, any other gods, any other idols in this world. When anybody calls on the name of the Lord with genuine heart, God will respond it right away. God is ready to respond, ready to reply, ready to answer you. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful Lord we have. Remember the song? What a wonderful name we have. You sing.
What a wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, what a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. My King, what a wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this.
will follow you then. Right key.
What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is,
hallelujah.
Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is,
hallelujah.
The name of
Jesus. Oh, how wonderful your name it is.
The name is the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Amen. I am convinced with these scriptures. Look at this scripture. Psalm. Can we go back to this Psalm? Where's the scripture? No. Psalm 80. Psalm 80. 80:18. Is that okay? Psalm 80:18. Where is that? I cannot see. Revive us that we may call on your name. What is that scripture?
Yes, Psalm 80.
Okay. Can you show us that verse now? I am convinced with this now. Look at this now. Come on. Do you have the scripture? Psalm 80, 18. Revive us that we may call on your name. Everybody say, revive us, we may call on your name. Come on. One more time.
Revive us, we may call on your name.
Right there. Psalm 80, 18. Then we will not turn away from you. That part. Okay, the later part. Revive us and we will call on your name. Everybody say, go ahead.
Revive us and we will call on your name.
One more time.
Revive us,
and
we will call on your name.
One more time.
Revive us, and we will call on your name.
Revive us, and we will call on your name.
Lord Jesus.
What does this mean? When there's a revival, people will start calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When there's a revival in your heart, you will call on His name with fire. You will call on His name with energy, with strength, with all of your heart. Oh, so we need revival, don't we?
Amen.
This afternoon, we need revival.
Amen.
Because when we have the revival, we will call on His name.
Amen.
The sign of revival is calling on His name.
Amen.
Come on, church, look at me, look at me. Would you please look at me? Oh, handsome, graceful face. Please look at me. The sign of true revival is calling on His name. The sign of true revival is not miracles and signs and wonders. It's not. It's part of it. Can be part of it, but it's not. It is the calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If there's a revival spirit in you, you begin to call on His name. And look at church. Look at me, church. I pray that you don't call on the name of the Lord just on Sunday, 2 p.m. at Overflowing Church service.
Amen.
You call on the name of the Lord here, and as soon as you walk out the church door, and you become a totally different person, and there is no more calling on the name of the Lord. Your mouth is shut. And you start talking something else. You're talking about money. You're talking about pleasures. You're talking about other things, huh? Oh, we need revival. We need revival, and we will have a clean lips, and we will have a pure heart. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You come to church and you call on His name, and this is what church is all about. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2. Can somebody read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2? What is that verse? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2. Oh, Lord Jesus.
First?
Yeah, chapter 1 verse 2. Can you read?
Through the church of God which is in Corinth,
to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, the called saints, with all those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in every place, who is theirs and ours.
Okay. So, what is the definition of the church? What is the definition of the saints? Huh?
Those who call.
Those who?
Call.
Hello? Call, read one more time, verse 2.
To the church of God, which is in Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, the called saint, with all those who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in every place,
amen.
Who is theirs and ours.
Amen. Amen. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Definition of church is those who call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to ask you this question now. Church, are you church?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you're church. Raise your hand if you're part of church. Raise your hand if you're part of Christ's church. Are you?
Yes.
This time you should
both hands.
Not worry. You're part of church. You're part of church, right? Then you will not stop saying Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Because that is your identity. That is your identity. That is your being. That is your being. That's everything. Because the name means person. And the person is Jesus Christ. And every time we call on his name, we are drinking of something about him, divine life. Every time we call on his name, we are eating the life of Jesus Christ into us. We are inhaling Jesus every time we call on his name. Every time we call on his name, something of Christ is coming into me. Distribution. God is distributing, dispensing himself into you. What a wonderful name we have. And what a privilege we have. We can inhale, we can observe, we can eat, we can drink, triune God through Spirit by calling on his name. What a privilege. And so many Christians do not know about this truth. And they just come to church on Sunday as if just a religious activity. No, this is not religious activity. This is a living worship, worshiping to a living person who is Jesus Christ. And we need to call on his name, exercising our spirit, and we shall experience his love and his life and his wonderful things of heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, he's so real, isn't it? He's so real. Oh, he's so real. Look at this now. Psalm 88:9. Can we read that scripture? Psalm 88:9. Alright. Ready? Read it together. Begin. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, O Lord. Every day I spread out my hands to you. Amen. My eyes are dim. You know, this Korean life makes your eyes dim, isn't it? Huh? Because, why? You work too hard. These days the weather is very cold. So when it's dry, your eyes are dim. Hmm? Oh, such time as this. I call to you. I call on the name of the Lord every day. Every day. Amen?
Amen.
Every day. Every second I call on his name. Joel 2:32. Once again. Let's read that scripture. Begin. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord
will be saved.
And you know what? Let's go back to Joel 2:28. This Joel 2:28 prophecy will be fulfilled by calling on his name, which is Joel 2:32. Let's go back to Joel 2:20. 제일 처음에 있어요. Romans 1:8. Joel 2:28. Let's hear the prophecy of Prophet Joel that has been fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. We just read Joel 2:21, right? 2:32 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's go back to Joel 2:28. Which is before verse 32. So 2:28, the purpose of 2:28 is to fulfill the two 32 or 232 is the way to fulfill 228. Are you getting me? Who's getting me? You have to pay attention to get what I'm saying. Okay, no. Okay, so 228, let's read it now. 220. What is it, 228? Ready? Begin.
And all the Lord, I pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those
days. Amen. Hallelujah. Now look at this. This is a prophecy of the Joel. I will pour out my spirit on all people, and that's what's going on around the world. All people, God is pouring out His spirit. Your sons and daughters will what?
Prophecy.
Now listen, the content of the prophecy is Jesus Christ, isn't it?
Amen.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Now listen, when you have a gift of prophecy, you're not talking about future. You're talking about Jesus. Prophecy means speak Christ, speak forth Christ, provide Christ into others. Everybody say, speak Christ.
Speak Christ.
Speak forth Christ.
Speak forth Christ.
Speak Christ into others.
Speak Christ into others.
That's the meaning of the definition of prophecy. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
So don't be deceived. And don't be scared. Don't get sidetracked by this. Oh, my brother. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, go to McDonald's in Anzan Station. And you will meet somebody there. And just say, I need money. And he will give it to you. Don't be deceived. Now, I acknowledge there is portion in the Bible that talks about future telling, which is the rebuilding of the temple in the Jerusalem, which is a restoration of the Israelite, the nation of Israel. Okay, but that is very small portion in the Bible. Most of the portion in the Bible prophecy means speak Christ, provide Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yep.
So here, pour out my spirit on you, the daughter, sons, and daughters of prophecy. So Jesus Christ is content of prophecy. You old man will dream dreams. What is your dream? To become a millionaire? No. Your dream and my dream is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is to meet Him. That will be the most wonderful, the most beautiful dream. You and I is to meet Jesus Christ face to face. Is to see His glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that true? And your young man will see visions. See visions. Who is our vision? Jesus Christ is our vision. Jesus Christ is the content of our prophecy. Jesus Christ is our dream. He's our vision. He's our direction. He's our way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So to fulfill this, you need to call on His name. Lord Jesus, when you call His name, you shall see visions, you will have dream, and you will prophesy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there something clicking in you?
Amen.
This is an upgrade version of the calling of the name.
Amen.
Wonderful, isn't it?
It is.
What? Hello?
Amen.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited. Oh, this is the true meaning of Pentecost. This is 3 million Pentecost. Calling on the name of the Lord. To receive His nature, His life, His spirit. And to become like Jesus more and more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. We need to praise His own wonderful name, isn't it?
It is.
Can you rise? Let's sing this song. What a wonderful name we have. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You go there. Can you sing?
Loyalty.
Let's call Lord Jesus and pray together. Begin. Lord!